he goes.
Hello and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show once again. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mr. Miyagi.
Yo, and welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is yo, Mr. Miyagi. Hello, everybody.
We read in the Malaysian newspaper, The Star, that the authorities there are reducing the fines for traffic offences so that people will be encouraged to pay their fines.
Only in Malaysia.
Hi, I'm Michelle Yo-Yo. Only in Malaysia. We have all the things. Only here.
Visit Malaysia this month and get a 20% discount off all traffic fines. Now you can park longer than you should and still pay less. Travelling to and from Kuala Lumpur by car is now a lot faster thanks to cheaper speeding fines. Use your handphone with your hand. Well, use both hands. The fine is now a lot less than buying a hands-free kit.
Bluetooth your head, I use my hand.
In order to attract more visitors and to encourage more citizens to pay their traffic summonses, the authorities have put into place a plan to reduce the liability of motorists who flout the law.
Yes, we at the Traffic Police Malaysia are calling it the Great Malaysia Sale. Singapore got the Great Singapore Sale, can't? Ours got the limited time discount. We know that this will encourage people to pay the fine. But we also know the concern of the public who thinking that more people will be encouraged to break the law, can't? But we have the study this and what you call phenomenon, can't? And as a matter in fact, this will not happen. We have studies to show, can't? But you know, if you are scientists, the scientists' report never lie as a matter in fact.
Rest assured that the roads in Malaysia remain safe, as penalties for offences are still designed to prevent dangerous motoring.
That is correct. Dangerous driving is dangerous, no doubt, can. We design different penalty for different type of vehicle, can. As a matter in fact, if you look at the menu, menu bula, the list of the saman, you will see that as an example, you talk pakai handphone, pakai lorry, is saman RM90. Pakai kereta or car is RM70. And pakai motosikal is only RM50. It's fair. You pakai lorry, you kena ada langgar, many people can die, you know. Motor only maybe the rider kena susah. It's fair, kan? As a matter in fact, it's very fair. You see the list again, You will see that if you don't pakai itu seatbelt when you drive the taxi or the car, you will kena saman RM70 to RM150. But if you drive the motor, there is no saman. How can have saman when the motor got no seatbelt as a matter in fact? It's fair, kan?
Also, this great saman discount will discourage people from offering bribes to policemen.
Yes, in this modern day, you must compete with the market forces. If we, the government sector, is not competitive, how to compete with the police private sector? If the saman is so expensive, people will prefer to pay the bribe, can? But our new discount saman is now much cheaper than some bribe people usually pay. But I cannot say how much people pay the bribe, can? That one is personal arrangement.
Indeed. Now, when you visit Malaysia by car, you can just chalk up your offences and pay the fines with no worry.
Yes, our system is very different from our neighbouring country, the Singapore. The Singapore, when you don't pay the fine, they increase the fine some more, called the what? The compounding. Our study show the compounding don't work. As a matter in fact, it is the same as market forces lah, kan? You increase price, less people buy. Sales suffer as a matter in fact. It's very logical our system. You lower the price, you get more customer, kan?
So, what are you waiting for? Visit Malaysia, speed right through. Use your handphone with both hands. Don't put on the seatbelt. It's a lot cheaper than your country. This episode of the Mr. Brown Show is brought to you by Imaginary Friend Studios.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com, as a matter in fact. It's fair, kan?
Ikan yo silang tawakan.
Only in Malaysia.